superheroes have helped push movie ticket sales to a record $11.8 billion this year. Money isn't everything, though. Even in Hollywood, quality also counts. Here's critic Bob Mondello with his list of the year's 10 best films, plus a few extras.
The world outside movie theaters was pretty chaotic this year, so when a film called Chaos came along, it felt right. The title is actually Capernaum, which translates as chaos, and it's about a 12-year-old who tells a judge in Lebanon,
"But then, ishtikala.
I want to sue my parents."
"Lebachakala."
"Why?" wonders the judge.
"Unkhalafuni."
"Because I was born." Quite the indictment. Had Charles Dickens lived in modern-day Beirut, he might have dreamed up the kid in Capernaum, who steals food to care for an infant as life takes cataclysmic turns. This surprisingly hopeful epic was crafted around its star, who'd never acted before. No movie this year hit me as hard emotionally, but a close second was the year's swooniest love story, If Beale Street Could Talk.
You ready for this?
I've never been more ready for anything in my whole life.
Barry Jenkins started working on Beale Street at the same time he was writing and directing his Oscar winner, Moonlight. That one got made first. This one's more polished and lush, based on a James Baldwin novel about lovers in 1970s Harlem confronting a world that's stacked against them. Also set in the 1970s, Alfonso Cuarón's gorgeous black-and-white epic Roma, which tells the story of a middle-class Mexico City household, much like the one the filmmaker grew up in. It centers on Cleo, the maid who cared for the kids, and it surrounds her with breathtaking camera work, including a stunning 5-minute continuous shot at a beach that packs in more drama than most films do in their whole running times. Another film torn from real life, The Rider, is a modern-day Western with a hero who's a real discovery. A freak rodeo accident left him with terrible injuries and orders from his doctor.
No more riding, no more rodeos. If you don't stop, your seizures are going to get worse.
This is a little like telling him not to breathe. The film has footage of its leading man being thrown in a real rodeo. The scar on his head, the plate in his head are real. So is his determination, which makes The Rider an exhilarating ride. Nothing is real in Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs, a movie whose title you have to pronounce carefully or it turns into I Love Dogs, which, after you see the film, will almost certainly be true. Anderson makes contraptions as much as he makes movies, little cinematic worlds conceived almost like dollhouses. This one is about a place called Trash Island, where hungry, grouchy puppet dogs approach each new bag of garbage, spoiling for a fight.
Wait a second. Before we attack each other and tear ourselves to shreds like a pack of maniacs, let's just open the sack first and see what's actually in it. It might not even be worth the trouble.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
A rancid apple core, 2 worm-eaten banana peels, a moldy rice cake, a dried-up pickle, mushed-up rotten gizzard with maggots all over it.
Okay, it's worth it.
Though Isle of Dogs has a political subtext, it's nothing dogmatic, more bark than bite, let's say. That's 5. 2 very different 13-year-old girls and their relationships with their fathers are the subject of the next two. The comedy Eighth Grade centers on Kayla, whose dad dotes on her, much to her occasional annoyance.
Can you not look like that, please?
Like what?
Just like the way you're looking.
Looking at the road?
You can look at the road, Dad. I obviously didn't mean that. Just like, don't be weird and quiet while you do it.
Sorry. Hey, how was the shadow
thing? No, you were being quiet, which is fine. Just like, don't be weird and quiet. Because, like, I look over at you and I think you're about to drive us into a tree or something. And then I get really freaked out and then I can't text my friends. So just, like, be quiet and drive. And don't look weird and sad.
Okay.
So he smiles.
That's worse.
Eighth Grade is the first film written and directed by Bo Burnham, a musician, comedian, and one-time YouTube sensation. The 13-year-old in Leave No Trace lives way off the grid in a forest with her dad until...
It's not a drill.
...discovered they try to disappear. Dad's a veteran with post-traumatic stress. Daughter is happy and self-possessed, as social workers soon discover.
Who taught you how to read?
My dad teaches me.
You're actually quite a bit ahead of where you need to be.
We didn't need to be rescued.
Leave No Trace treads softly, breaking not a twig, but boy, do you know it's been there. Shoplifters treads loudly, though its characters would also prefer not to be noticed by social workers. They're a made-up family of Japanese thieves who adopt a 5-year-old runaway and make a hugely appealing case for the notion that family bonds are stronger when you get to choose your family. The bonds in The Favorite aren't strong at all. In fact, they're forever shifting as two women compete for the attentions of an 18th century British monarch.
I hope you haven't found your time with the Queen too tedious.
Oh, not at all.
And if it gives you rest, I'm happy.
It does not give her rest, especially when the queen starts playing games.
I have sent for some lobsters. I thought we could race them and then eat them. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. I hope you have three. You sent for Abigail to try and make me jealous, I think.
Perhaps. Rachel Weisz, Emma Stone, and Olivia Colman make a feast of the favorite, a comedy of manners that has no manners at all. The royal court of Wakanda is considerably more unified, but then it has vibranium to unite its people.
I give to you, Prince T'Challa, the Black Panther.
Yes, it's a Marvel origin story, but with vibrant new textures, fabrics, and rhythms to go with characters who are mattering to audiences in ways few superhero sagas even contemplate. That's 10, which is an arbitrary number, and I have time left, so let's squeeze in a few more. Another superhero gets a stylish reboot in the coolest animated film of the year, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Who are you?
I'm Gwen Stacy.
How many more spider people are there?
Hey, fellas.
This could literally not get any weirder.
Also weird, the true story of an African-American cop who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan by joining it, as chronicled in Spike Lee's blistering social comedy Black Klansman. Ethan Hawke is harrowing as a troubled priest in First Reformed. Viola Davis is a force to be reckoned with in Widows. And an aging action franchise had its best outing in a while, with Tom Cruise apparently taking its title, Mission Impossible Fallout, literally falling out of planes, helicopters, and buildings, and breaking an ankle in the process.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
Kids tried not to look as their parents contemplated divorce in the moody, low-budget film We the Animals, and also in the bigger-budget drama Wildlife with Jake Gyllenhaal and Carey Mulligan.
Talk to your father. Tell him not to act like a fool.
I am not being foolish.
Your father is leaving us to go and fight those wildfires.
What? Dad, why?
The guy who could have reassured them all if they'd just turned on the TV is the subject of the year's most popular documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to tell
you? I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
Others of the year's best foreign films include Burning, a mystery slash romance from Korea, and The Captain, about a German World War II deserter who discovers that clothes make the man and the monster. And let me end with an airplane movie, by which I mean a delectably vicious comedy I would never have seen if it hadn't been the only option I hadn't seen on a flight. Sally Potter's star-studded The Party, about a celebratory dinner gone spectacularly wrong.
I can kill you!
You need to let the anger out.
Shut up, Godfrey. Your cliches are unbearable.
That's 11 more films, plenty to savor as we head into a new year that's looking kind of sequel-heavy. Toy Story 4, Rambo 5, Star Wars 9. Here's hoping it surprises us anyway. I'm Bob Mondello.